My first time in Spain was about 13 years ago. I was on a whirlwind backpacking Europe trip with a buddy, and we passed through Spain for a week or two. Now, if you haven't been keeping up, I failed Spanish in high school. And though I retook it later and passed, I remembered pretty much zero of it on this trip. It was 5 years later. So we checked out Madrid and Barcelona, places where you can get along fine with English. But then we headed down south to Andalusia and tried to get off the beaten path a little. And we did. I have no idea where we were, but we spent the day meandering around town before heading back to the station. So we go to the ticket window to get our tickets. I don't recall the details at all, but I do remember for the first time we were having communication problems. There were lots of confused looks and we were all repeating ourselves, just louder every time. It all came to a screeching halt though when I remembered two little words, ah and de. Hola, soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. Today's lesson is pretty easy and straightforward. Ah means to, and de means from. Two very important and common words. Suddenly, we can make a lot of sentences we couldn't make before. We know from the Three Enemigos that voy is I go, and soy is I am. So I go to New York is voy a Nueva York. And I am from Florida is soy de Florida. You can say where you're from now. Just say soy de, then wherever you're from. Look up what your city or state or country is called in Spanish. Florida was easy. London is Londres. New York is Nueva York. The Netherlands or Holland is Los Países Bajos, the lowlands. That's the name of a popular music festival in the Netherlands too. In short, you can pretty much say ah anytime you'd say to in English, and you can say de anytime you'd say from. De is one of the most common words in Spanish, partly because it also means of or about. It has other meanings too, but these are the main three. From, of, and about. De is how you show possession in Spanish. There's no equivalent of the apostrophe like we have in English, like when we say Jorge's apple. In Spanish, Jorge's apple is la manzana de Jorge. That literally translates to the apple of Jorge. So de can mean from, soy de Florida. De can mean of, the main way to show possession, la manzana de Jorge. And de is also commonly used for about. What's that story about? It's about a boy. Es de un chico. Now, there are other common ways to say about, which we'll cover another time, but this is a super common way that you'll have to at least recognize. That's it for today. Congratulations, you just learned your first two prepositions. There's a lot more where that came from. If you want to learn all the tricks I figured out for traveling in Spanish over the years, head over to gringoespanol.com/Kindle and get the lowdown on my Kindle book, The Gringo's Guide to Travel Spanish. I won't shill too much here. Go to the link for the details, but in short, you'll get just the Spanish you'll need to travel. No verb conjugation, grammar, or anything like that. For example, you can ask directions in the street of any country with just 7 words and actually understand the answers. I show you that and much more in the book. Make sure you go to gringoespanol.com/free-updates and sign up for the Gringo Espanol newsletter. I send people on that list free trainings and offers that I don't make available to the public. I will see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo.